بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله.
Answering a dance and questions and questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Allah who is الرحمن
Allah
who is المنان.
لا إله إلا.
Please send us your emails through our email, which is englishradio@irib.ir.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu alaikum to you, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Call of Islam page. We're welcome to another episode of the program Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. I am Atta, the host of this program. Sheikh Rouhani is the special guest speaker for today's discussion. Assalamu alaikum, Sheikh. Welcome to the show.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Okay, Sheikh Rouhani, for today's discussion, we want to talk about a type of personality who is called munafiq according to Islamic beliefs. We know that the concept of nifaq and munafiq has been always discussed in the history of Islam, in Shiite theology, in Islamic beliefs and theology from the very beginning of the advent of Islam. Who is munafiq and what is nifaq?
You know, we have two opposite things, which is kufr and iman.
Yes.
So a kafir is the one who disbelieves in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A mu'min is the one who believes wholeheartedly in Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So these are clear that we have these two sides. Between these two opposites, we have munafiq.
Yes.
Munafiq is neither considered a true mu'min, nor he can be considered as a true kafir.
Yes.
Because he is with kuffar, he is like kuffar. With mu'minin, with muslimin, he is like Muslims.
Yes.
So you do not know whether he is really Muslim or really kafir.
Mm-hmm.
Then no, neither kafir nor Muslim trust them.
Mm-hmm.
Because they know that, okay, these people, when they are among the kuffar, they say, we are with you. When they are among Muslims, the mu'minin, they say, we are with you.
Okay.
So that's why this is called munafiq. Munafiq is, in reality, munafiq is a disbeliever.
Yes.
Because the one who really believes in Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
But acting hypocritically.
Yeah, yeah. He cannot, for example, be with the kuffar like kuffar, you know, similar to the kuffar. So that is why munafiq are the worst people, because they are really dangerous for both societies, and for the kuffar and also for the mu'minin and muslimin. That's why we can say the munafiq or the hypocrites are really the evil people or the evil people or the evil doer.
Yes.
In the Islamic society, as we had them among the companions of the Holy Prophet, among the followers of imams. Until now, we have these kind of people.
Is it true that a munafiq is lower in the status than, for example, the kuffar and the mushrikeen?
No, it could not be true.
It could not be true?
No, because we have in the Holy Quran, it said that, for example, when a munafiq in the hereafter life, he might find some kind of light in the darkness of the hereafter life.
Okay.
But that light will be removed
by
Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then the question is that where that light come from? It says that from their, let's say, belief to those maybe lowest level of belief that they have in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they would help them. But of course, kuffar would be completely in the darkness because they have no any kind of perception of
Almighty
Allah.
So all in all, we could say that munafiq is a person who in heart and in soul is against Islam. But for example, in tongue and in words, he says, or he at least, he claims to be a Muslim or a believer. Is it so?
Yeah, at least sometimes they pretend to be a mu'min, to be a Muslim. But sometimes they not. The question is that munafiqeen are the same. I mean, all of them are the same level where we have different kind of groups of munafiqeen.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, we have different types of munafiq, different types of hypocrites. Sometimes, for example, we have munafiq that he is only, for example, has nifaq in his heart. He is mentally munafiq in his aqaid, in his belief. He is munafiq. But in his moral actions, in his ethical actions, in his practices, he does not act upon those kind of beliefs. He just keep those kind of beliefs in his heart, which is a kind of kufr al-batini.
Yes.
But in the society, outside his heart, he does not show anything. This is one type of munafiq.
That's right.
And the other type of munafiq is that they are munafiq practically. they practice actually according to their nifaq in the society. So when you encourage others, when you, for example, act, when you practice in the society as a munafiq, and you, for example, make the other people disbelieve in Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so of course your actions, your practices would have its effects on the others.
Yes.
So of course these kind of people would be worse, more, let's say, evil than the first group of the people. That is why we have different categories of munafiq or hypocrites, right, among the people.
For instance, after Tabuk battle, yes, there was some people who were trying to assassinate Holy Prophet of Islam. They were known as Aqaba, Ashab al-Aqaba. Yeah. Okay, so they were considered among, we can say, the munafiqs. Also, other infallible imams has enumerated. Abdullah ibn Ubay was one of them, for example, who, that's right, threatened the muhajirs to be sent into exile from the holy city of Medina. But is there any type of feature or characteristic enumerated for a munafiq in Islam?
Yes. You know, in the Holy Quran, in Surah Al-Munafiqin, chapter Al-Munafiqin.
Oh, we have a chapter.
We have a chapter, yeah, chapter, yes, of Munafiqun. Yes. In that surah, we have some kind of features or characteristics of Munafiqin,
okay,
or hypocrites that are mentioned. The first thing that is mentioned in these ayat, the verses of this chapter, is that munafiqs are always liar.
Uh-huh.
They are always lying.
Yes.
This is one of the great characteristic of the munafiq. And the other point is, the other characteristic of munafiq is that they always swear,
yes,
by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or by sacred things, but not truly, not wholeheartedly. They are lying again by their swears.
Okay.
And then the other point that is mentioned in these...
So they make wrong oaths, yeah, exactly, or allegiance, exactly, to Allah, yeah, subhanahu wa ta'ala.
It means, okay, that we should never trust them.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Okay. And the other thing is that they are not able to perceive the reality, the truth, which is, mm-hmm, better to say the truth, the haqiqah.
Yes.
Yeah, their hearts are closed for haqiqah or for haqaiq, for the truth. This is the other characteristics. And the other point or the other characteristic of munafiq, which is mentioned in this surah, is this, that apparently they are very much, we can say, interesting people. They have, let's say, good kind of appearance, beautiful, nice,
uh-huh,
but in their hearts, mentally, they are so evil and bad people.
That's right.
And also, yeah, there are
so
some
distinguishing between them and the truthful Muslims will be very much
really difficult.
Difficult, that's,
yeah,
right.
Yeah, it would be really, really difficult.
IRIB English Radio presents Questions and Answers on Islamic Beliefs. Answering your theological questions in Questions and Answers on Islamic Beliefs. Send us your questions to EnglishRadio@irib.ir.
Sorry, in comparison to a non-Muslim, this is a question. For example, we have a believing Christian brother or sister or a Jewish brother and sister. In comparison to them, how a hypocrite, we can say, must be judged. Aren't they, I mean, the followers of the other religions who truthfully believe in their religions, in God, in the prophets, acting better than a munafiq inside Islam?
You know, we have two kind of, the thing that you are referring, we have them, so we have kind of discussions over these kind of people in our theological sources. If these people are like ignorant, we have ignorant people, but these people are of different groups. Some of them are really ignorant.
Yes.
You know, for example, among the Jews, among the Christians.
Yes.
We have a person who really believe in Christianity, who really believe in Judaism, but he is like, what we can say, really ignorant. He does not know anything about Islam,
uh-huh,
you know, but he practice in accordance with what he perceives from his own religion.
Okay.
They are the good people. Okay. At least they will not be sent to the hell.
Okay. And so yeah, what about, know, the munafiq, uh-huh, in comparison to them?
But you know, yes.
Yes.
About munafiq, because, yes, munafiq sometimes know the truth,
uh-huh,
and then ignore it.
Okay.
You know, so this kind of people would be much more worse than even those true believers in Christianity and Judaism. Because at least those people who are really ignorant, they practice upon their own doctrines and teachings of their own religion. But these people do not practice Islam.
That's right.
This is the problem with the munafiqeen.
Okay. That's all right. Nowadays, especially with all this mass media and the media coverage, there are so many people who claim to be truthful Muslims or, for example, following the true religion of Islam. They show themselves as the believing Muslims, but gradually we understand that they are not, for example, true Muslims. How to be away from such people? I mean, how to recognize such people? Is asking questions, for example, a nice way? Or, for example, being with them, asking them some serious questions, getting their answers, or what?
You know, first of all, we should know that in the Holy Quran, it is mentioned that إِنَّ الْمُنَافِقِينَ فِي الدَّرَكِ الْأَسْفَلِ مِنَ النَّارِ وَلَنْ تَجِدَ لَهُمْ نَصِيرًا. This, it shows that munafiqeen or the hypocrites will be in the, what you can say, in the most horrifying place in Jahannam, in the hell,
yes,
where they cannot find any helper to help them. So this is the situation of the munafiq in the hereafter life. So that's why in this world, if we try not to stay away of these people, we would be among those people.
Mm-hmm.
So if we be among the munafiqin, of course, this is the situation or this is the conditions of munafiqin in the hereafter life.
That's right.
That's why we must try our best to stay away from these people.
That's right.
Yeah, of course.
We as Muslims in our daily life, sometimes, I don't want to say we are munafiq, or we sometimes try to, we can say, that's right. We sometimes act as a munafiq. I mean, we hide, for example, what we know inside. Are these the true examples of acting with nifaq or hypocritically in our life?
You know, if sometimes...
For example, in our business, in our trades, in our, I don't know, when, for example, I am teaching in our job, in my profession, I'm acting with some kind of nifaq. I forgot Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I replace him with something else.
You know, first of all, we should distinguish between two things.
Mm-hmm.
One is committing sin.
Yes.
You know, every one of us might commit sin.
Yes.
It does not mean that we are munafiq. Mm-hmm. If someone is committing sin, a sinner is not munafiq.
Uh-huh.
A sinner is the one who commits sin, but he is always, for example, ask forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He make istighfar, you know? And he does not commit those sin deliberately or willingly, you know, knowingly.
Right.
This is important. But munafiq is the person, he commits sins.
Mm-hmm.
He, for example, do many things wrong wholeheartedly, what we can say, deliberately, yes, willingly, decisively. You know, he decide to do that. So this is the problem with the munafiq. That is why maybe a mu'min might commit sin in his life, but he cannot be considered among the hypocrites. Hypocrite is the one who commits sin while he believes that that is true for him. And that is because he does not wholeheartedly believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He does not believe in the day of Jannah and the day of Qiyamah, for example, in the hereafter life completely. That's why he commits sin.
That's right.
They are, we can say, basically or fundamentally, a munafiq is a disbeliever. That is why there's a big difference between munafiq and mu'min who commits sin.
That's right. Okay, thank you very much, Sheikh, for a nice elaboration regarding the concept of munafiq and nifaq. I really ask our dear listeners to refer to the Holy Quran and read out the ayahs that are about munafiq. But all in all, we could say that Prophet Muhammad acted mercifully towards, we can say, the munafiq in Islam. He never ordered the killing or assassination of a munafiq or something like that. He tried to invite them into the right path through talk, peace talk, good suggestions, you know, asking question and answers, and giving them, we can say, proofs in order to prove his authentic status and the status of Islam. Thank you much, Sheikh. It was very kind of you. And thank you much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of the program Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. For more information, visit our website at parstoday.ir, Call of Islam page. The end of the episode. God bless you all. Fi amanallah.
Inna fi al-jannati nahran min laban li aliyin wa husayin wa hasan li aliyin wa وحسين وحسان إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن كل من كان محبا لهم كل من كان محبا لهم يدخل الجنة من غير حزن يدخل الجنة من غير حزن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن